Hello.
Hello, my name is Joshua from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And do you think yourself as a male, female, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, nor exclusively male nor female, or additional
male.
Gender category? Male. And what is the year of your birth? Just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages. Just the
85.
Year. 1985. Thank you so very much. We can definitely proceed. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say in that case, yes, Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, yes, Puerto Rican, yes, Cuban, yes, Dominican, or yes, another Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Please specify.
Mexican-American, Chicano.
Mexican-American, Chicano. Thank you. And what is your rate? White, Black, or African-American, Amerindian, Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic, Latino.
Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin. Let me go ahead and select that in that case. Thank you so very much for your opinion. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I went to college, but I didn't graduate.
Some college, but no degree. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
From 0 to 10. About a 6.
Okay. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, it depends on who wins. But
generally speaking, as of now.
As of now, dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, very or somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Now, please rate your feelings over some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and unfavorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Joe Biden.
You said 10 was favorable and 1 was unfavorable?
0 is very cold and unfavorable. 5 is neutral. Very warm and unfavorable is 10.
So about an 8.
Okay. Senator Raphael Warnock?
9.
J.D. Vance?
0 or 1.
1. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
5, neutral.
Okay, Donald Trump?
1.
Okay, Kamala Harris?
8.
Okay, the Democratic Party?
About 7 right now.
Okay, and the Republican Party?
1.
Okay. And moving forward, I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Harris,
Kamala Harris. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote in to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Dem.
Democratic candidate. Okay, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact in my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. A or B?
A.
Statement A, much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? A. Our government and politician system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement B. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or C. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Can you repeat A and B again?
A is our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And B, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
A.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future?
Positive.
The future of the planet?
Positive.
The future of the country?
Positive.
Okay, thank you. And from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same?
About the same.
Okay. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I don't like any of the candidates. It is too difficult for me to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't know enough about the candidates. I don't have time to vote because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Other or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select or apply. Racist politicians, Republicans, all politicians, Democrats, or none of the above?
The first two, racist and Republicans.
Racist politicians and Republicans. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country. 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happen. A 5 means that you're not sure. And a 0 means that you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. Use any number from 0 to 10, please. Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
7.
Okay. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
7.
Okay. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
8.
Okay. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
About 7.
Okay. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
8.
Okay. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
8.
Thank you. You've given the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
8.
Mm-hmm. Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote.
8
as well. Thank you so very much. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
8.
Okay, one moment, please. And how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
Somewhat of a problem.
Okay. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years or no?
Yes.
personally, you did you experience it or someone that you know?
Both.
Okay.
Online and in person.
Understood. And here's a list of statements about values that some people may have. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement, where a 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you neither agree nor disagree, and a 0 means you strongly disagree with these statements. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families.
What were the
0 to
again?
10, a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is a strongly disagree, 10 is a strongly agree, 5 is neither agree nor disagree.
What about a 7?
Okay. We all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all.
About a 6.
Okay. Every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country.
About an 8.
Okay. Most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families.
8.
Thank you very much for your opinion. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to 2. Marching in a protest, donating to political campaigns or organizations, boycotting a company, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, signing petitions, volunteering for a local organization in my community, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, talking to friends and family about politics, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, engaging in direction action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, or none of the above?
I would say voting in state and local elections. And volunteering for
voting in state or local elections and volunteering for a local organization in my community.
Yeah.
Exactly. Correct. Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means it's just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
I would say about a 6.
Okay. And now one last time. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, would vote for other political offices, not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Harris.
Kamala Harris. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
A Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Thank you. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union or no?
No.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
Own my home.
Homeowner. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
U.S.
Okay. Were any of your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country. Both of them.
Both of them were born in another country. Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 election, general for president? Or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, the Democrat. And which of the following best describes your current employee status, employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Full-time.
Full-time. Last year, that is 2023, and we're 98%. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, between 25,000 to 34,999, between 35,000 to 44,999, 45,000 to 54,999, 55,000 to 64,999, 55,000 to 64,999. Okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.